Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 49-11. At our birth, nature made us teachable and gave us reason, not perfect, but capable of being perfected. As you can see from this quote, Stoics are moderately optimistic about human nature, and this is an important part of our ethical philosophy. Compare this to the Christian take on human nature, for instance, the idea that we are hopelessly flawed and therefore our only chance at redemption is to be graced by God. The Stoics, by contrast, believe that human beings are capable of reason, if not always reasonable, as Seneca points out. We can learn and improve ourselves. There is hope. Moreover, they thought that we are also social by nature, which is why the virtue of justice and the idea of cosmopolitanism played such a large role in their philosophy. Most importantly, and perhaps controversially, the Stoics thought that we are naturally inclined toward virtue, not vice. That is one way to cash out their famous motto, live according to nature, that is, live virtuously. Now, I hear your objections. Naturally wise? What about all the bad stuff that people do? All the cheating, lying, killing, and so forth? But the claim isn't that we are virtuous, only that most people prefer to be good rather than bad, just like most people prefer to be reasonable rather than irrational. After all, you hardly see anyone going around proudly announcing, "I am evil, I am irrational." So virtue and reason are shared human tendencies, and Stoic philosophy makes them central goals of personal improvement. And if everyone were even a bit more virtuous and reasonable, this would be a far better world than it is. So let's improve things from the bottom up, so to speak. You want to change the world? Begin by changing yourself. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon. Fait per meaning, of course.